Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. Everyone listening. Good people, good evening. It is 9 o'clock here on the dot, and you're listening to Comedian Organic OK. Well, I'm not, but that's actually the name of the show. Comedian Organic OK is sitting across from me. Hey, come on, man. Sound off like you're here.
Is it Comedian Organic OK?
That's right. And I'm your co-host, Talk Dude. You know, let's get into a serious rap tonight, shall we? Come on. Now, what's ailing us?
See, one of the things you got to recognize, when you start talking that way, viewers of the Culture Foundation, a lot of times, they don't really like when people start trying to mimic black kind of personality. They don't like that. So they're for a rap and all. They don't like that. They get annoyed like that.
Well, no kidding, but that's not what I'm doing. Now,
that,
no, here's the thing.
Just listen to what I'm saying. Stop doing that. Just say your presentation, and you can get through information a lot smoother once people understand where you're coming from. But for generally, as you're hearing stuff, you're not inside of what people think in that point of view, so you can't tell me what they're thinking from something that you're not familiar with. You can say, oh, why does it matter? That's more of a dismissal understanding, right? So if somebody dismiss the perception of what you are, then you wouldn't like someone to dismiss you, right? So it's so important that you recognize these things, because what will happen, people will take, you know, it's a time where people take a lot of information and they distort it and pit things that's not really there. So why you want to waste your time on spaces of propaganda that's being, you know, fueled by things that you're not necessarily, you know, sensitive in those situations? Some things like that are very sensitive. And once you understand some of the simpler things, like this particular platform, it's about communities, about understanding business, giving the business the actual understanding in an interview so they can talk about subject matters and think views. Like now, we're dealing with what? We're dealing with the political campaign, right?
Of course.
So this thing that people as cities, towns, and, you know, communities, as businesses, they, you know, things they want to talk about, right? So that's the thing. So I try to do this, you know, over the next couple of weeks, putting in place where we're able to communicate with businesses and, you know, ask them, what do they feel, you know? What do they feel as being a business in the community that they are located in? Where do they feel? Because some businesses have been there for years, right?
Yeah.
Some businesses just started up. So I just figured out, like, some people operate business, make e-commerce business, right? So they don't actually have a storefront in a sense. But, you know, it's certain things that they deal with as being a business, as being a person that operate in certain platforms, right? So that's the thing, right? So, yes, our approach is to deal with businesses of different types, right? Different restaurants, you know, different types of settings, right? As community service, also, it's certain parts within that, right?
Yeah.
That we have to be understanding, right? When you're dealing with different, this is just in general. Even if you was in your best happiness, if you said something depending on what you said, you can be in your happiest moment being happy, and that still might not be something that will fly with them, right? Based on what you say, right? So what I'm saying to you, even if you're in your happiest moment, you're not feeling like you're trying to feel somebody, the way you go about it in a way that they identify with you, it's going to be a lot to actually elevate that as something that they connect with you or disconnect with you in certain ways. Make sense?
Of course. Look, I was just making a statement. I mean, look, you don't have to basically get all politically correct on me.
Hey,
I know
you got to be aware. You are a voice that become an echo in people's experience. So You know the thing that I always try to explain to you? If you just do the simple things that connect with people, guess what happens?
Hmm.
You don't have to go back and double detract your statement, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm really tired of doing that.
Yeah, but if you just understand, people don't like when people mimic black people. There's a lot of black people say, man, that's no problem, man. Shut up. That ain't no problem. Why you just let them talk how they want to talk? You got those that feel like, man, you see what I'm saying? They feel like, why you have to even say that? You know, like, it's not you that they, it's the spirit as if you look at this, imagine dealing with culturally being treated as somewhat special ed, as, well, what you're saying, you don't get the bigger picture. It's not that they get the bigger picture. They are the picture, you know. And that picture, if it's big or small, they are the picture. So once you connect with those, it seems so simple. It seems like, that seems so petty. Yeah, it's really petty for those to not connect to the experience that's being repeated itself. You know how many years people been saying, don't act, stop repeating the black, it's movies. Been saying that. You was a kid and you heard people saying that in movies, right? Am I lying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why would you go and, you're a public, you're a public figure. So if you know you're a public figure, the simplest thing to do is be aware of how you're reflecting your conversation to others, because the more you understand how you connect with people, you don't have to go out your way to force information. If somebody says, oh, I don't like what you said, if you aware of that, oh, I apologize. That makes you feel uncomfortable. Can you forgive me for saying that? I didn't mean it that way. If that's something that I said, I need to understand where you're coming from so I understand how to go about it with others. And they say, oh, man, you know what? I apologize because you didn't even realize that you weren't even thinking about it that way. And then you see that's how people can say, oh, man, you can help me connect with others because I'm mostly so vulnerable with connecting with people, getting them to understand where I'm coming from and allow me to express myself and not tell me I'm being dramatic, right?
Yeah.
And then you connect them with not discrediting them and undermining them, right? So it's so many things you get to learn more on a bigger scale with dealing with all different types of people. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So when people mistreat you, do you want to, on other levels, say, man, forget him. It ain't that important. Or you want to say, oh, man, I didn't do him like that. That's my point.
Gee, so much time used and just the amount of people that use the word rap.
It's the same thing that when people are mistreating you. It's bigger levels to that. If people say, hey, don't talk to them that way, if they would stop in their tracks of mistreating someone like your situation, then you'd be like, wow. If somebody, if everything you deal with there was opposition, somebody say, hey, you're going to do this to him, you're going to do that to him, none of these things will happen. And you'd be like, and the person asks you, is there anything else you want to add? He's like, oh, well, you would change your thoughts, because if someone's changing your problems, immediately you will feel overwhelmed with having so much sincerity of freedom, right? So I'm saying to you, you can change other people's experience by how you – and give them more closure, right? Because you give someone closure, man, that didn't necessarily understand how to go about it, right? Because that's another part of people's mindset. Doing business, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that they have good business ability, but the translation of the business, you know, is better called – it's a word they use, right? It's called the business etiquette. It's off whack. People, they're not considering. They're very, you know, and people get rubbed the wrong way by how they feel they're being treated, you know, as being a customer or actually, you know. You know what I'm saying? People say don't go to where that you mistreated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're not wanted, right?
Right.
Okay. So if someone don't know you and you moody and they don't know why you're moody and they haven't, guess what? You lost a person that would possibly be someone that you want to deal with. Everybody, this community organic, okay?
And this is Talk Dude.
I appreciate you, Talk Dude, for, you know, expressing yourself on this platform. You know, we appreciate it. Well, I said we because I'm repeating the actual connection. People are listening. You know, people want to hear your conversation too.
All right. Tell me, how do you guys go about exactly, like, helping the community, so to speak, aside from just picking up garbage? I mean, what do you guys do exactly?
Okay. So this is where it comes down to. If someone said there was a restaurant and it was cooking some food, and that was catering to what you need as a customer, you wanted food, you wanted quality, you wanted good service, you wanted maybe music, you wanted, you know, other things that allow other people to see this space that connect with the people's point of view, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is from the organic viewpoint is it's expanding the ability that what people would identify with, right? And identify with as seeing your community and seeing communities that it seems so far, right? Because if you look at another person around a nation, that would be considered really far, right? Especially if you're a person that don't travel, haven't really been anywhere. To that person, like, they're like, man, I ain't tripping about that place. But for me, I'm saying, hey, that shows something how we can connect with others, right? Let's connect with others, connect to other spaces, and then also, how can we make that improve in the community? Because they're extended of the community, right? When you got people that you meet in life different places, and they impact your life, do you say, oh, you can't impact my life because you're from somewhere else? Or you say, wow, this person from over here, from where they're from, came over here and changed my life. So every time somebody talks to you about that town or city, you think about the person that changed their life, right?
Yeah.
But if I say we're connected in an organic place, when I say this, then we are connecting on a deeper level consistently, right?
How do we connect on that level? How do we connect?
See, you already missed it. As you asked me, it was connecting to you. See, sometimes when you're trying to connect, the connecting is already in you and it's connecting, you know. You ever see, you know, certain desserts, they say just let it cool off?
Yeah.
What? Because it's forming, right? So look at this in this way. When you think of your best moment in your life, did someone make that happen or is something that is in you, right? Once you get these ideas, see how that connects? Did somebody say, hey, we're going to throw some information in your mind, and it's going to be that. No, it's something that evolved, right? So you had your best moment. You see how you feel so connected, right? Face and connected with others. Guess what happens? People overwhelmed and crying and laughing because this is showing you that the ability that they feel that didn't exist is invested in a more, you know, intimate, you know, and it's taking that time to show them that it didn't forget what they was thinking about, right?
Right.
So it's so important, like, you know, as these components, you know, connect and share, it's more to be turned around and shown how strength is not just based on being strong, but it's based on how strongness able to be free and connect with more people in ability of making the strength stronger, right?
Right.
So what do you feel as doing this platform? What do you feel about community, right? Because you're originally from Pittsburgh, right?
Clarion.
So what is your view from coming from Pittsburgh? What's your view from there? What do you think?
But I couldn't tell you. I left there when I was several months old. All I know is the Golden State. I mean, I would always often go back to, you know, my birthright. Right. I've been there. But mostly, I call this state my home.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, but I was in your home. I was in your hometown.
You were? What'd you do there?
Huh?
What'd you do there?
I didn't really do a whole lot because I was only there for like, you know, less than a day, and you know, and I arrived there. This was one of the things that I noticed. My ride picks birds. I got seduced by my own personality at another time. It was like deja vu because it was a time. Can I tell you this story? Can you stop all that air breathing?
You upset that I'm breathing?
Yeah, it's like you about to fly a kite or something.
Look, it's not like, okay, I'm not doing an obscene phone call here. It's just a Tourette tick. What's new on the air? Talk about things about, but tell me what you know about what you got from Claren, what you got, or if you're in Pittsburgh, what you got from going over there? What did you take?
Okay, so this happened. I was in Pittsburgh for, you know, pretty much half a day or so, and, I come there, I'm about to get to travel something where I was going to. I think I was going to Richmond. I went from Pittsburgh to Richmond. And the thing was, I got there and I was being, like, I was being seduced by my past. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a lot younger, I talked to someone that was probably, I can't say probably, but it was like flash. It was flashing through time. I had some candy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm eating my candy, and then this young teenager say, "Man, you got the same candy." And I was like, she was talking to me, and I'm saying to myself, I said, "This is what I would do to women when I was young. This is what I would do to grown women." So I was like, listen, like she's talking to me how I talk when I would talk to grown people, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this is me seeing myself out of myself and from a female perspective, how I was to grown women when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to this guy, he was talking to me about some things. And then the guy was telling him about doing stand up. And I see she was just standing by me, just listening to what I was saying. And I was getting to walk away. And I said, "Stay out of trouble." Told her to stay out of trouble. And I just kept moving because I know she was listening to everything I was saying. She was over there just surveillancing me. And she listened to everything I was saying, and I'm saying it to myself because I see myself at that time talk to grown people, right?
Yeah.
And because of my intention, I know what I wanted. So for me to see that, it's like seeing myself. It's like I was connecting to myself, and I understand where she was coming from. It was not that I was going to be disrespectful to her and being derogatory and say, "You a child." Because I was all that. A person couldn't tell me what I couldn't get because I already had it. So if some woman say, "Well, you too young, do this, this, and this, and this," I know I know she wasn't my, what they call it, she wasn't my, it's a word they say, she wasn't my all, like, she wasn't my option. She wasn't my only option to get what I wanted. And most of the time, it was funny because most women that act like that, you would never most of the time see the woman that you want to have. It's always women that look like women that you want to have, almost to the woman that you really want to have, and you got that, then you didn't even appreciate even the conversation. You don't have to even talk no more. You don't have to even say things to validate what this person is talking about. You don't have to be disrespectful. It's just things that already, like, fall in order. And time go along, you know, years go by, and she ran into me again as a woman, because I haven't seen her in years. And she ran into me again as a woman. It's no real way to say how someone would end up, what they do. But this is one of the things that when you find somebody that have qualities of yourself and you see things, you respect it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not supposed to take it and take it. Like, and I see things about myself, I don't see it as, oh, take advantage of this person. It's about, you know, allowing this person to mold into what they need to be as they're coming through another part of you. Because, right, this is reflection, right?
Yeah.
How can I not be clear to her experience? She recognized something in me that connected to something that she's going through. It could be somebody, a father figure that she didn't have or she do have. I don't know. But my connection was something that I seen her remind me of some things that I had in myself and how she was talking to me. I didn't say anything to her directly as a conversation, but I recognized what she was saying to me to get my attention to say that, oh, yes, I got, see, somebody say, why would you connect a person saying, I got the same kind of kin you have, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at it, like maybe you're talking about simple, if you look at things as simple, you may miss everything because you think about all this candy or just that, okay? But if you look at the connection, right,
mm-hmm.
caring about somebody, it can be very simple. Not caring about somebody, not recognizing somebody can be very simple. All these are simple things once the connection and identifying with those things. Make sense?
Yeah.
So these years go by, and guess what happened?
What?
I had another experience that it's like another experience of someone that was young. Now they're a grown woman. And it's you know, I won't give it all away because it's a component of something that eventually I will put this together for you and for those to actually see what I'm saying. And it's another capacity of what you can see when you're seeing correctly.
Mm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
This is Comedian Organic OK.
And this is Talk Dude. Comedian Organic OK.
Would you like to add anything in your experience, you know, as being young or being adult, something that connected you seeing yourself in out of your actual own experience?
A lot of people told me to quit being so down on myself.
Okay.
Learn how to look in the mirror and like what you see.
Okay,
be happy with it. That's the first step with everything.
Let's back up. You can't use the wrong experience in the presentation. I said, has anybody that you experienced, listen to my story, is anybody that you experience in life that remind you of yourself in something that you experienced? That's what I asked you.
Yeah, a teacher I had. Very happy-go-lucky guy.
Did he remind you of yourself?
Yeah, he did. He seemed to be, and to me, he seemed like a visit from the Ghost of Christmas Future. I don't know. Made me want to.
So the teacher is older than you, correct?
Yeah.
So can you tell us how that connect to you is like him in the future? You're going to be like him in the future? I'm just trying to
understand. Yeah. Also, okay, here's an even better example. I remember my mother had this woman who comes by and helps her, and she was always bringing her son over. And the kid
Okay.
The kid was wild. He was all over the place. He wouldn't listen. He wouldn't play ball. And almost in a way, he seemed to cause nothing but trouble. Kids are supposed to at that age. It's what they're supposed to be in certain environments and whatever. But he came over here and he basically was trying to tear the house up. He wanted to play with me. That was flattering. But he was damaging stuff. He took my tongue scraper and he bent it like a toy. Thought it was some kind of strange toy. He called 911 to amuse himself. A cop actually came to the house.
Hold on a second. You're going too personal, sir.
The point is, I remember being a wild, reckless kid like that. And I suddenly realized what it was like being an adult, being the other side of that, how adults feel when there's a kid like that in their home and they're just causing all kinds of trouble. I get it.
Okay. Is there any other examples that you can appreciate instead of the examples of Dennis the Menace? Okay.
Mexican Dennis the Menace. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You just said something again. They're going to fit.
Oh, come on. All right. I think what it basically helped me come to realize is that there are times where I feel like I'm the only type on the planet. But there are times I've seen other people going through the same stuff I am. In a way, it's good, you know. It's not just that misery loves company. You want to know that you're not really alone in the world. At least, not the only one struggling against the tide. That's a thing.
It's funny.
It is?
Yeah. You don't want to take credit for having a most miserable life, but you really can't take credit for that at all. You're on a waiting list to show how your pain is. You're on a waiting list. And I don't know if you're going to actually get off the waiting list because there's so many people in front of you that got more opposition than you imagine. The things that you think you can fantasize is somebody's reality. And you have been so much in your mind, let's back up a moment. Have you truly looked at any opportunity you have truly got to free yourself and honoring that and appreciating that?
I like to think that really, in a way, all the pain that I've been through, all of it, can nowadays, this day and age, be, I don't know, sort of feed my creative fires, and you know what?
Awesome, cool.
I can be known, yes.
Man, fires, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That was
and be
nice.
A source of inspiration.
Wow.
It'll lead to something.
So
golden
cool.
Path, maybe.
Man. Would you like to say any final words as the show's wrapping up?
Okay. I'm grateful in a way not just to be a co-host on this show, but I'm grateful to be a voice on this show. And to everyone out there who might be listening out there in radio land, please call in and tell your story. Let the whole world see what you've gone through, the damnation of it all. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Name of the show is Comedian Organic OK.
Well, just one of the things. See, this show, this particular show, is more in the structure of businesses. It's not so much based around just, you know, viewers just, you know, comment on, you know. It's more businesses. Because I have to make something that's created for businesses so they can, like, for example, if I had somebody, you know, asking questions at maybe a facility where it's a business, that is totally different than just having people in this capacity, you know. Because it's created for businesses so they can express to those that get to see another point of view. Because sometimes businesses, they sound all good when they are talking, you know, to advertise and market. But when you go to the business, they like relatives that you don't want to be around. They're rude, you know, and they socially biased, you know, and they pick certain, you know, ethical group of people. And then they, you know, play favoritism and make you feel uncomfortable. This is it.
Yeah, this is it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you. Good night.